Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about jumpstarting clearing your physical clutter. Are you ready to take action on clearing stuff out of your home, but overwhelmed where to start? Does the thought of decluttering your possessions make you want to stop before you start? Desire to have an uncluttered space, but you want to do what's best for you, not what everyone else is doing? Learn how to clear physical clutter as we begin our month focused on three actionable steps to declutter your life. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. Hey everyone. Happy June. Well, the good news is by the time this airs, we will be in the process of moving. Not quite there yet. We made a big decision at this moment as I record this. We don't have a home, but we just said we've got to get going on this. So we're going to rent if we don't find a place. So that has been a huge stress reliever for me. So a little crazy June. I'm still going with my visualization of July 4th being in a home and settled. The entire month of June is going to be focused on decluttering your life with three quick actionable steps. I did a newsletter on clearing physical clutter with three actionable steps and got a lot of good feedback that it was really helpful. So I thought, that would make a good podcast episode. And I also like having a month. For a while, for a few years, I did 10-minute decluttering tips that I wanted. What can you do in a short amount of time to get you going? Now, with all these tips this month, I don't think that you're going to be able to clear everything, but it's more about jumpstarting to get you going. Because if you've been stuck, if you've been stagnant, and you haven't wanted to move, this is going to get kind of like the jump in your car, get you started to get going. You can absolutely do more, but this is really designed to kind of get you started in what will support you the best, and then having a framework and idea, okay, you know what? I did these three steps. I need to continue with this, maybe tweak this one and find a new step. These episodes were also inspired because, as I shared at the beginning, we're going to be moving in June, and I was having a meeting with my mastermind partner, Wendy. And we both have businesses and do a mastermind. We do a check-in and then a full meeting once a month. And we started this in 2020, and it's been extremely helpful. And she said to me, I know you haven't found a house, but how about if you rent a place until you find a house? And because I'd been so stressed out, had so much going on, like it never even occurred to me, duh. Although it's been interesting, there are corporate apartments booked, Tridelphia, West Virginia. And I said to the woman, Tridelphia, West Virginia. And she said, yeah, but we're 45 minutes from Pittsburgh. We're off the freeway. They're near a place called the Highlands, which basically I think the Highlands probably has everything you need. And so still in the process of doing that, it's going to work out. But when Wendy suggested that, that made me take action. That was what I needed to jumpstart to get going. And you know, I believe when you commit, when you put the energy out there, then the universe, God, whatever your term is, steps up to conspire with you and to support you. So it was Wendy saying that and jumpstarting, and we're saying, okay, we have a date. We're going to trust the process and we'll get going. But it was an action that I could take and also asking for support to get moving. So that's kind of what these are designed for and why they were inspired. Today, we're going to talk about physical clutter and three action steps to get started. There are obviously a lot of tips I can share. And throughout this episode and every episode this month, I really tried to think about what could easily get you going. What are three things that the majority of people would be able to do? I wanted to have easy steps that didn't have a lot of decision making, because sometimes when we have a lot of clutter, part of that's because we can't make a decision. I don't know if I shared this before. I know I shared it in my book. I used to be called the indecisive one in college. I never wanted to make a decision. Now, for me, that was because I was worried I'd make a mistake. And so I wanted these to kind of be easy peasy, not a lot of thinking, and that will get you started. I'm going to encourage you to get a journal or an app or something and write down your answers, because this helps you get stuff done. If we think, oh, I mentally will do this, you might, but having it written down in some way, shape, or form tends to help. All right, let's get started. Quick actionable tip number one, decide what's driving you crazy. If something's making you nuts, then there's more of a motivation to get it done. The boxes in the garage that you haven't looked at in years really aren't at the forefront of your mind. You put them in the garage most likely so you wouldn't have to deal with it. The garage can sometimes be called the land of indecision. They're there, you're like, eh, well, maybe I could get started on the boxes. However, not being able to find your keys in the morning, making you late for work and getting yelled at by your boss, or dropping your kid off late every day to school has a lot more urgency. Motivation is a big part of clearing clutter in your space or in your life. When something has a lot of urgency, we're more likely to take action and move forward. This is a pretty easy decision. What's driving you nuts? As I mentioned a moment ago, sometimes we get lost in the land of indecisiveness, and it's pretty easy to say, this is driving me crazy. It was driving me nuts not to fit in my fat jeans, so that motivated me to join Noom and get a smartwatch. Still have a road ahead of me, but I can get all my fat jeans now. What one thing can you do right now to determine where it's most important to start? Overwhelmed with stuff? Can't find what you need when you need it? Tired of wasting time and energy maintaining your mess? Longing for peace of mind? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Physical Got Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your physical clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life. Quick actionable tip number two, start decluttering when the time is right. If you try to clear clutter and you're not at your highest energy, it's an uphill battle. That would be true for anything. If you've had clutter for a while, the last thing you're going to want to do is try and deal with it when you don't have the most energy. It can have a huge impact when you're trying to go through everything and clear your clutter when you don't have a clear mind that's focused. If you're really tired in the mornings, don't declutter in the morning. You can usually save time because you're not going to take a break to get a snack or feel like every decision is whether or not you want to write the Declaration of Independence, right? And when we're fuzzy, every little thing can seem like a big deal. I can't tell you how many clients have been thrilled when we don't have to declutter and get organized first thing in the morning. Just about most times, I can work with what works best for the client. When they're able to do it at a time when they're feeling their best, they're more motivated and more likely to get it done. I have found that when I'd start with someone and they're in a good place and good energy, after I left, they were able to continue because they had the energy to do so. Remember, everything feeds off of everything. So if you're doing something at a good time for you and you start, that energizes you and gives you kind of a little push. You can go even further. Be amazed at how much tackling your more challenging stuff at the right time can make a huge difference. I'm not a morning person, and I always made myself exercise in the morning. I hate it. Now, for a while, I was a morning person, and then my husband got married, and he works a shift swing schedule. Although last night, I'm like, I'm out by 10. I'm really tired. But for the most part, I'll stay up till 11, sometimes midnight, just until he comes to bed. And so my schedule has switched a little. But so after the schedule switch, I tried to do it in the morning. I just didn't have the energy or the motivation. So guess what? How many times do you think I skipped exercising? So now I found that my sweet spot is between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. I get to take a break from work. Again, I'm not able to do this every day. It depends on my schedule and what I've got going on. But I've also learned as I've gotten older, I don't jam pack my schedule. So I usually get a break from work. I work up a little sweat. It clears my mind. I've been walking a lot in the neighborhood, so I have a lot of nature. And it keeps my brain from getting that afternoon slump of mushiness. What one step can you take right now to determine the right time to begin? Quick actionable tip number 3, break down into manageable tasks. I know you've heard this before, but you'd be amazed how some people want to go from 0 and 60 and then they burn out. If you have to declutter your entire home or a huge chunk, you might be paralyzed. If I thought I had to declutter entire home, I'd probably binge watch a TV series. We're done with Married with Children right now. Or no, Married at First Sight. We've been binge watching that, stop with the ninth season. And just a side note about that, I think it is a really good show to watch because you can really see a relationship. Yeah, I think things are heightened for drama for TV, but we will use it and say, hey, what do you think of this? And how can I be a better spouse? So I highly recommend it. It's kind of not quite free marriage counseling, but you can, if you're paying attention and you have a partner, it's a good thing to practice on. People tend to have clutter overwhelm, and with good reason. When you break stuff down into manageable tasks, your to-do list is more likely to get to done. You feel a sense of accomplishment and pride, and you build your confident muscles. Every little positive action you take sets you up for success. I'm going to go with another health example again. This has really been on my mind lately. If I thought about my goal to lose 30 pounds this year, I'd sit down and eat a bag of chips. I'm just keeping it real. Instead, I break down what I need to do in manageable tasks by day or week. So one day I'm going to plan the meals for the week. My next task is I write out the grocery list, and then another day I go to the store. I take it one week at a time. I write my water and my exercise. I have in my planner a little habit skills, and they've got little circles so I can write those and mark them off when I do them. If I had to think about planning healthy meals for the year, my head would explode. There's a really funny meme about being an adult and said something like, that moment you realize, you know, you have 50,000 meals to plan for the rest of your life or something like that. And I put a really funny on Instagram not too long ago, adulting stickers, you know, like I brushed my teeth today or funny things like that that made me laugh. I'm slowly and surely making it towards my goal. I do the same thing with water. I've been off a little because life's just been a little hectic. My goal is 64 to 72 ounces a day. If I thought every single day I have to drink that much water, ooh. So I break it down to 10 or 12 ounces at a time, sometimes 8 ounces. My first goal, wake up, bam, 4 ounces. My body's usually thirsty, so this is something easy to accomplish. And I start the day out with a win. That gives me the boost and the confidence to do more. What one step can you take right now to begin breaking down the task you need to do to get started? There you go. 3 quick tips to help you get going to declutter your space. I use all 3 myself, and it's made a huge difference, not only in decluttering, but achieving better health. Now go forth and implement. Take actions from today's podcast. Decide what's driving you crazy. Pick a time when you have high energy and feel good. Create a list of manageable tasks to begin. Write down your to-do list. Begin to clear your physical clutter. On our next episode, we're talking about 3 actionable steps to release stress. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.